I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Hey, what's going on out there? Welcome to the Best Bumble All Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk. What's going on? How y'all doing today? Hope everybody's having a good time out there. Because it's Friday, y'all. The end of the week. Are we ready? Woo! Glad you can make it to the show. Oh, man, y'all. It's Friday. And you know what? Really know what the heck we talking about today? We talked about so much in the week. What are we talking about today? We gonna cover a little bit we actually did talk about, and we gonna talk about a couple of new things. And of course, then again, you know, we gonna laugh a little, debate a little, and just have great conversation. You know what I mean? Because Friday is somebody's holiday. It's definitely mine. I'll tell you, I love when Friday is. Anyway, hey man, you want to join the conversation today? Come on, just give me a call. 622. You're a little shy? No problem. Hey, go to my email. Just send me an email. EricLetsTalk@gmail.com. Going through it, so. Got something you want to say, do it that way. Come into the chat room. Then you do go to www.blogtalkshow.com. EricJackson/EricJackson62. Bam, boom, bam. You in there, we conversate. And sometimes conversation is better in the chat room than it is on the air. I know, y'all. I know. But it's Friday, man. How can you not be happy about it being Friday? You know, I'm not happy about that. I don't know. Some people may not be happy, but I'm happy. About it. I mean, I got one good day to do nothing. That's right. One good day to do nothing. Next Saturday. And I'm surprised some of y'all come to me. I'll take you one day, but not anytime soon. Woo. So what's going on, man? Hey, we, you know what? There's a place to talk about knowledge. What's up, brother? You know, we got some things we're going to talk about today. Ariel Castro, man, I tell you, Detroit. Of course, we're going to talk about Detroit because I think they're about to make one of the boneheaded moves I have heard in a long time. You know, then we're going to talk a little Edward Snowden. That's right, knowledge. Happy Friday to you. So I hope y'all ready. You know, it's a little rainy up here in Plano, Texas, but it's okay. We gonna bring some sunshine today. Yeah, I know I said it wrong. Some sunshine today to somebody's life, and that's all what it's about. 6964. Thank you for joining us. I see you. Yes, I do. All right. Well, like I say, y'all, I'm not in the big studio. I'm mobile right now, so y'all hear a little distortion every now and then. It's not my fault, okay? It's atmospheric. and I have nothing to do with that. I know. But before we get into the song of the day and the quote of the day, you know, let's go on and put the rules out there. Act like an adult when you call the show. All right? If you act like an adult, I will treat you as an adult. If you act like a child, I'm going to spank your butt. Hey, it's simple as that. It doesn't get any better than that. It's simple. Act as an adult, you get treated as an adult. Act as a child, you get spanked like a child. And that's right. I do believe in spanking children. But in my day, it wasn't called spanking. It was called beating. And now I think that's where everybody get their little hang-ups from, is the wording. Oh, you can't be beating your children because you're abusing them. Whatever. I had my butt tore up with extension cords. Hey. Oh, shut up. I heard some of y'all out there yell, right? Anyway. Hey, there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing with properly punishing your children. You know, I'm just not, you know, I don't believe every time something go wrong, you stick them in a corner. You know, I'm not understanding that. Speaking of punishing and doing bad things to your children, that man, Errol Castro, y'all know the one who kept all them girls locked up for 10 years? Now, see, again, I have a problem with our so-called justice system. Okay, now he done kept these girls locked up for 10 years, then killed a baby, all right, the one, you know, mom's one to have them, and, you know, just downright just had them hostage. Now he's allowed to take a plea, death penalty is no longer on the table. So now, y'all know I'm not even going there. I know what some of you are saying. Y'all got to get started early, but we're not going there yet. But I know what you're saying. Oh, have mercy. But yeah, you know, so now he gets to make a plea bargain. So probably, you know, with all them 850-something charges that he had against him, you know it's going to be life imprisonment. But is that fair? Is that a fair deal for him? Yeah, so if you really think about it, if you go by the eye for eye, heck, he kept them locked up for 10 years. Hey, he'd be locked up for 252 plus 205 plus 833 plus 1,254.153. Yeah, so that's a long time. If y'all don't believe that's a long time, y'all do the math. All right. Y'all do math. I'm not doing none of the math because, hey, I just did it for you. All right. But y'all are funny today. But anyway, so I don't know about that, though. I guess it's okay. You know, it's just as long as they go through with it. Now, if they just give him like a 20, 30-year sentence, no, we're not going for that one. You know, we need to be up in arms about stuff like that, but we're not. And you know, the thing about it, the guy that actually, you know, told the girls, you know what happened? He claims he's broke now. I'm not understanding. You know, I understand you did a good thing out of the kindness of your heart, but if you were in financial difficulties at the time and there was a reward offered, you know, maybe that was the Lord giving you a chance to step up and better yourself. You know, I know common sense. The Lord did give us common sense and build a better life. Can you live a free life? I don't know. Can you? Some kids say yeah. Well, let me ask. Eric, can you live off hamburgers for life? See, my 10-year-old say, yeah, you can live off hamburgers for life. I don't know how you going to do that, but okay. Oh, mercy. Man, I'm telling you. Then we got Mr. Man stuck in Russia, Mr. Snowden. Now, I don't know what's going on over there. You know, one moment he is supposed to, you know, be given asylum by Russia. Then it was the Latin American countries. Now it's back to Russia. Well, apparently, Attorney General Mr. has decided that they won't try the death penalty for him either. Now, this is interesting, and y'all know who that is. That's the NSA whistleblower, you know, who broke the story again, because it's not the first time we've told that being listened to and you know, violated, our rights being violated. So, hey, it got more national news because it did it during our time, and we know about it more now. But so I never thought they were going to. I never realized that they had a chance to give him the death penalty. What are they giving him the death penalty for? For telling the truth? For letting the American people know what actually was really going on? Even though they had an idea, an inkling of what was happening, I guess he helped us realize the severity of how it really was. I don't know. I'm just talking. Can anybody hear me out there? Say hell yeah. Okay. What's up, man? Thank you for joining us. Yes, 1, 2, 1. Thank you. You know, and I'm gonna tell y'all what. You know, I had such a good time yesterday with y'all. I had come up with a quote of the day, and I had a song of the day, but I wasn't happy with that. I really wasn't. I wasn't happy with that. And you know what I did? Since I wasn't happy, I asked my son, you know, because we're in Dallas for his basketball tournament, and I asked him, you know, because sometimes children come up with some things for you. I'm telling you. And I see Miss Indiana in the house, Beanie in the house, Grace is in the house. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Hey, if you can hear me, say, hell yeah, put it on. There you go. There you go. Let me know you can hear me out there. I'm not talking to the walls up in here. But anyway, as I was saying, you know, I talked to my child about the song of the day and the quote of the day, you know. And I say, well, there you go, Gracious. You know, I was like, all right, so, you know, I want to hear from your side of the world today, my son, Eric. I say, so give me a quote of the day. Now, we sitting at Denny's eating. Yeah, we sitting at Denny's eating breakfast, you know, because he has to have his breakfast. Oh, what is that with 10-year-olds? What their mouth is, I'm hungry. You know, what? You know, did they miss the class that said you should say good morning? Thank you, Jesus. Something. But the first thing out their little mouths are, I'm hungry. Oh, I'll get you, Indiana. Uh-huh. And welcome to the show, Joe. Anyway, so, hell, I don't know. You know what? And that's what, man. It's Friday, so I really don't care what y'all talk about. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. I'm going to talk about a little bit of something here, and you're going to talk about a little bit of something there. And we all going to talk. We're going to have fun, and we're going to do what we got to do. All right? Now, how come you always know it's me? Imagine that. How do I know that? Whatever. But y'all know what? Quote of the day. And as I said, I asked my 10-year-old, first I had to explain to him what a quote was, you know, which made me wonder. Like, I really didn't, it just made me wonder, what are they teaching our children in school to when my 10-year-old would say, hey, you know, so. With that being said, we're going to, the quote of the day is this. Do something fun this weekend. That's right. That's what he said. Do something fun. It's his quote. Do something fun this weekend. I don't care what it is, just as long as you have fun doing it. Heck, if you're out there shoveling manure, have fun do it. Now, I heard the juror say Zimmerman got away with murder. Well, hell, tell us, you know what? And I wasn't even going to cover that because here's the reason why. Tell us something we don't already know. Tell us what we don't already know. We already knew he got away with murder. Hell, that wasn't the question. The question is, why did the prosecution do such a piss-poor job proving it? Okay? We knew that part of it. Blattered all over the dang on newspapers because we already knew that. Come on, Joe, work with me here. But anyway, back to the quote of the day. because I'm doing something I like having fun doing, and that's talking to y'all. And, oh, man, I got some good news, y'all. Good news. But I'll tell y'all at the end of the show, keep you wondering. Oh, and this, man, this is here. Yeah, it just made me just have my day get even better. I'm telling you, my day got so good when I heard this. I changed a song of the day. And, of course, my child, he helped pick the song of the day. Oh, did I tell y'all what the quote of the day was? Let me say that again. Do something fun this weekend. Have fun. That's the quote of the day. But the song of the day is going to make you get up, going to make you move, it's going to make you smile, going to make your head bob. And you know what? It's party time. So without further ado, here is the song of the day.
Everybody get up.
Baby, I'm gonna die. Baby, I'm gonna die. Baby, I'm all of mine.
will know, cause we're looking right through your video. Young lady,
sweet forth and back. You know you look good
cause you got it like that.
Let's ship this party into overdrive.
With a Sugar Hill gang, he's a serious five.
You know what I mean? They really did. It wasn't shame on her. You know, I ain't listening to you or Benny or Jody right now. And I love you both, but I'm not listening to either one of you. You know, I just, it's not shame on her. It's shame on the system that's in place. That's what it's a shame on. You know, it's a shame on the prosecution that didn't do their job, period. We've had the discussion on the show before. They did not do their job. You know what I mean? So leave them jurors alone. You know, it's one thing for us to sit here and Monday morning quarterback what they actually went through in that. You know what I mean? We go the little tidbits that they give us. That's fine. But you cannot really understand the pressure and the inward turmoil these people probably had to go through trying to come up with the right thing. Basically, it's one of those situations where they were damned if they did, and you know, I mean, really, you had six people. You didn't have 12. You had six individuals. Now, my theory behind this is simple. The dominant person in the group got everybody else to see it their way. Ask her what Florida said they had to consider. Now, so leave the juror alone. Leave her alone. She did what she had to do as far as the instructions that she had. Why are y'all being so difficult about this thing? See, if I was a juror, you know what? That's why I would never come out and tell y'all nothing. Because you're hard-headed to you. And we always looking to blame somebody for something. Blame Zimmerman for getting out there with that gun that night. Hell, you should blame. Oh, my goodness. Let me slow it down. Let me slow it down. Y'all got my pressure up right about now. Lo, I see your brother. What's going on? Y'all should be blaming the state of Florida and the police department for both the investigation. You should be blaming the law that's a book that was interpreted the way it was not intended to be used. That's who y'all should be blaming. Y'all blaming some fact. That's a fact. What the heck we want to leave a juror alone? They had a decision. Your decision, live with it, get over it, go and find something else to do. That's what I'm talking about. Joe, I don't think jury nullification was a part of the instructions. They were given specific. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, man. I told you I'm in the hotel room now, so you know my connection ain't as good as if I'm back in the studio. But It's simple, man. It's simple. You know, they came up with the verdict as per the law said and their instructions. That was all you could ask them to do. You know, let's not put any more unneeded pressure on these people than we have to, y'all. You know? Because it's unnecessary. See what I'm saying? Well, Joe, maybe you should start a legislation that says that should be a part of every jury's instructions, that jury notification should be a part of that. Then maybe we would get some really truthful verdicts going on. But between second-degree murder, manslaughter, and not guilty, they did as per the law said, and they saw, you know, the evidence pointed. Yeah, was it no doubt that he murdered a man? Yes. Was it no doubt that he was wrong by doing it? Yes. But did the law and the evidence point to where they had any other decisions to make about it? No. Dude. Hell. Now, hey, look at OJ. OJ got, what, 33 years? He done, what, four or five? Now, OJ said he ready to come out because he's been a good inmate. What y'all think about that? Y'all think OJ should get out? I don't think OJ should get out. OJ should stay his behind right where he should be, right there behind them bars. He did it. He made it. Now he live it. Hold on. I know it wasn't to be long. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine, Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. First off, let's go with OJ. OJ is a very strong possibility he is not guilty. I mentioned on your show yesterday or the other day that there's a BBC documentary which people can watch on YouTube. It shows how the evidence was, in all probability, manufactured. And it's pointing to...
Wait a minute. Before you go there, he's not guilty of what?
Of the first trial, the murder trial.
Well, hell, I can tell you that. Al Collins did it. Tell me something else I don't know. Keep going.
It may be Collins, but probably not. The thing is, who knows? But according to the documentary, it points to his son. His son has had a history of beating up women, of being arrested for violence, of having a motive for wanting to kill Nicole, and not getting along with his father, and having access to the mansion before OJ got there. So it's a possibility for him, and it's a good documentary. It's backed up by pretty strong evidence. Now, with regards to jury nullification, that's the last bastion for citizens to stand up for their rights in case a law is passed that they know is shit. If a law is passed that says, well, you can murder somebody on a Sunday, and somebody gets murdered on a Sunday, then the jury, they say, well, I don't care what the law says. This person murdered somebody on a Sunday, and he should be convicted. Or the obverse is true, that some stupid law allows somebody to get away with murder, and the jury says, not getting away with it, you know. Because just because a law is passed doesn't mean the law is right. So, but the jury instructions, they're instructed not to take into consideration. They're not even to know what the sentence is, and they're not to take into consideration what the law is. The only thing they're supposed to take into consideration, according to the judges nowadays, is their evaluation of the so-called evidence that's presented to them. But jury nullification means that a jury can take a look at the facts, the law, the sentencing, and other relevant factors, and use all of them to come to a conclusion.
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I summed it up.
Oh, okay. You know, whatever, Joe. Hey, you know, like you say, don't get this one because they can't make no money that way. But here's another one. Gracious said, ask something real cool in the chat room. Do you any of you think that anyone will fail trial if we start putting citizens in the jury, comprised jury members of law students, retired judges, and retired attorneys? Do you think that would make a difference?
Make a difference, but I don't think we'd get a fair trial.
You don't think so? Why?
No, because they would have too much knowledge of the law. They could be gotten to by other people, other interested parties. They might have too much of tunnel vision, and they might interpret according to just the law as opposed to the mitigating circumstances. So I wouldn't know. This is just off.
When does mitigating circumstances come into a trial in a duration?
Mitigating circumstances should always be part of a criminal case. Mitigating circumstances.
If says the law, then aren't you supposed to follow what thus says the law? Apparently that they did in the Zimmerman case.
Well, it was all kind of
mitigating facts in the Trayvon in the Zimmerman trial, but thus says the law is what was finally ruled on, correct?
No, I don't think there were any mitigating circumstances. There should have been, but that wasn't introduced. The prosecution should have introduced and emphasize the fact that, and this is something that Zimmerman admitted to, that when he and Martin were face to face, he reached into his back pocket. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm being followed by somebody, and even if I, quote unquote, jump out of the bushes to confront somebody, and now that person is going to reach into his back pocket, what do you think I should do?
knock the hell out of them.
No,
that's what I would do.
Shit. Yeah.
That's what I would do. I mean,
yeah,
there wouldn't be even no thinking about that.
That's
especially
right.
Especially if I had a creepy ass following me. You're right.
And then people would have argued that he had the choice to either run away or to stand. Martin had the choice to either run away or stand his ground. And I say, well, if you take either choice in that circumstance, if somebody is following you, and you, and this is another thing in dispute, whether or not he was following him or not. But let's say he was. Okay, that's bad enough. But now let's say he wasn't. But he has no identification. He has no badge, no uniform, and his car is unmarked. That, to me, is somebody who's looking for trouble. So if somebody's coming up to me, and they're looking, I think they're looking for trouble, and now they're putting their hand behind their back, guess what? You're knocked out. Fucking flat. Out.
I think that's almost what happened, wasn't it?
Yeah,
pretty much. But okay. But I think the main people got stuck on was this. And he jumped on this 17-year-old boy, started getting his ass tore up to take your man, this young man. So I think that was it. Yes, it was murder, but as far as the law went, he got with it. For right now, anyway. Now, as far as OJ, you know, OJ made his bed. I still don't say OJ did the killing, say he know who, and they were close to him. Now, I never realized his son, because I found it very, very interesting that Al Cowan appeared after driving the Bronco.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah.
He drove the Bronco four times, and after OJ was arrested, he just finished. Shouldn't he been charged with evading police or something, aiding in a bed or something?
He could have been charged with that, but that flow.
Yeah,
what do they call it? They let him go scot free.
Yeah. So you know, I just find that kind of funny.
But the whole thing is they messed up. Look, the defense team, they pointed out correctly that the LA police, they messed up the crime scene. They contaminated very important evidence. As a result, you have to give the shadow of a doubt to Simpson, along with other factors that came in too. Plus, how could they have been so stupid as to allow Simpson to put on the gloves when he already had on rubber gloves? I could never understand that thinking. I could never understand.
It happens. It really does. I want to give a shout out. Hey, Lavinia. Thank you for joining us. First time person in the chat room. Joe, you need to fix that phone.
I will.
Love.
And in the meantime, I'm going to sound like, hey, Lavinia's a female. So get your ass on the line, Lavinia.
There he goes. Anyway.
Well, that's
what's
my
up,
welcome
Joe?
To your female guest.
Okay.
And I'm
going to
fix
Joe.
My phone now.
Okay, thank you. Lo, are you there?
Shalom, brother. How y'all doing?
All right, we're doing fine. What about you?
I'm swell, man. I'm swell. I say it like this, Eric. I'm so tired of hearing about what the prosecution didn't do from people that have really no experience in the law whatsoever, other than maybe going to jail a time or two. I'm so tired of hearing. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. Man, let me tell you something.
I'm listening.
When
your daddy
told you, hey, boy, get your behind in this house now. You got your behind in the house right then, or you got your you got a butt cut. One of the two.
Man,
now,
you got a butt cut. Man, just going to say you got your behind beat. Don't be trying to be politically correct. You know,
I'm just trying not to cuss because I'm gonna tell you why I'm trying not to cuss because we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I'm still mad about the other day. Anyway. Yeah,
why, but,
I'm still mad.
Why are you mad
I'm
about
still mad
you
about
and your you and your girlfriend, Miss Lady?
Absolutely not. I love Lady. I love her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But
let me know that. Everybody.
Come finish. Joe, for y'all. Go ahead, Lo.
But like I say, when your pa told you, hey, boy, you're going to get your behind whooping, you don't stop. You stop or you got a butt whooping. Now, the police told this boy, hey, don't do that. Leave that boy alone. Leave him alone. We're going to take care of that. And he went ahead and did what he wanted to do anyway. And all of a sudden, everything from his past was suppressed. Everything that he ever thought about doing was put out the way. Any words that would have incited anything in the wrong manner was put to the side. So there was nothing but one verdict that they could have rendered, a not guilty. I mean, just, I'll tell you what, lay it all out there on the table and put it out there how it is. If you don't, then, hey, you ain't got to have no tainted evidence like the O.J. trial was. The whole damn thing is tainted. Okay, you're gonna come in here. You're going to give me the basics in transportation, but I'm not gonna tell you about this part. I'm not gonna tell you about that part. I'm not gonna tell you about this part. I'm not getting all the information. So all that information was to be put out there, but the judge. Oh yeah, well I'm listening to everybody else. Oh yeah, well the judge did a swell thing in saying that they're not going to talk about this and this is going to be suppressed and we're going to hold certain catchphrases back and man, get out of here. That's garbage. Put it out there how it was. He stalked that boy and he killed him. He didn't stalk a grown man. He stalked a boy. He got his ass whooped and he killed that boy. Period. And anybody can say, well, you know, the law, the prosecutors didn't do their part. Get the hell out of here, man. That's garbage.
Well, you know
what? The whole case
was on
the phone.
Wait a minute. Are you saying what I just said a little while ago is garbage?
If you said that, well, the prosecution didn't prove their part, then you damn right I am.
You know what? You damn right. I'm finna tell you. You full of it too, cause I said it, and I'ma stand by it as a prosecution.
Well,
the
law, well, I'm gonna stand on this
side.
The
whole justice system, cause the whole justice system is jacked up.
It definitely is.
And both of you guys are right, because the prosecution didn't do their part.
Yeah, no, they're not messing with
the system. Is fucked up. But I don't think.
Absolutely.
But here's another thing. I don't know if in a trial, because a lot of us, if we go back and listen to what we say, in particular on BTR, and let's say one of us gets in trouble, a lot of the shit that we say in BTR could be used against us in the wrong context.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's a good thing to have prejudicial types of statements brought into a trial that would prejudice a jury to not take a look at the evidence objectively.
The jury was prejudiced from the beginning.
Well, I have to agree, yeah.
Exactly. So what are you saying? I mean,
wait a minute. What's wrong with having six women judge on the jury? What's wrong with that? Women are supposed to be right?
Quick question. Did we have an Asian woman from Hispanic persuasion? Did we have a woman from a Guyanese persuasion? Did we have a woman from here? Did we have six women from six different persuasions, or did we have the majority of the exact same thing? Do we have suburbs on there?
Well, you know what? Honestly, yeah, like I said before, yes, we had the suburbs. I said it at the beginning, and I'm going to say it again. You know, it started out as a battle of cultures, and then it went from culture to gun control, and I'm sticking by that, and that's the end of it. We ain't talking about this no more until Trayvon come back and tell us what his side of the story. All right?
I think there should have been two men on the jury.
I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for Trayvon to come back and tell me a damn thing. I'll see him in the better place if he went there. But other than that, if he didn't go there, then hey, I'm sorry, Trayvon. You know, but I'm gonna tell you something now. What should have happened? Your Stokers, like your Jacksons, who hid his face after a while, and your Sharpers. And forgive me for saying this. You might zap me when I say this, but
yep, you know it's coming. Go ahead.
if they would have got out there, you motherfuckers, we tired of being treated like niggas. We sick of this shit. If y'all don't whether this motherfucker guilty, unless niggas finna to tear this motherfucker up. That's what's going to happen, motherfucker. I ain't going to jail. I've been in jail before. Now, if that would have happened, then I'm sure that old Otis, you know, the security guard that was going in there making sure that the people on the jury had their water and their coffee and all of that stuff, he'd have walked in there with a napkin and said, hey, y'all better make sure this motherfucker's guilty because we ain't going to be responsible for what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Now, call me a lie. I mean, hey, if your stokers would have been out there putting it out like they should have been, because now the black people, the quote-unquote black community that lives above 32,000 a year and below 60, they have a fight in this thing because they still have the brunt of white America's foot on their necks also. You know, most of the time when you get people in that tax bracket, they'll go either way on you because they got a few beans more than what the poor motherfucker got, and they got a few less than what the motherfucker that got a little money have. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, like I say, if your stokers would have been out there acting a fool, we going to tear this motherfucker up. We tired of this shit. You let him kill one of our children, and you going to let him walk? Hell no. We sick of this shit.
Everybody,
we are tired of it.
No more. We're not
going to
take it.
Exactly. No. And you bring your pigs out here. We're going to put hands on them, too. I'm telling you. You're not going to tell me that when a whole mob of black people get mad, things don't happen.
That's right. We tap stuff. Sometimes it's our own. We tap stuff. And we make our point known. Then we go rolling right back down that same old top that we were supposed to be standing on years ago. Man,
You're absolutely right. We do that. You're absolutely right. But the thing is, like I said, if you had the stokers out there with you instead of when you got Leroy Thompson, that's just a guy that goes to work every day and comes back home, and he's really a nobody. When he's out there stirring everything up in the pot. Okay, people listen to him, and they tear up everything in their neighborhood. And then what the man will do, he will go and get Sharp and them, the stokers, to come and calm everybody down to pacify them. That's what Mr. Man will do. Now, like I said, if the stokers, which is the go-between, was already out there and said, we sick and tired of this, then there's nobody to go get. And Mr. Man will have to come and listen and sit down at the table and talk for real.
Wow.
But the Stokers are not going to do that because I'm not going to lose what I got messing with y'all.
You know what? I'm glad we talked about Stokers because I'm going to talk about something that really got under my craw, as them country folks say. And here's what I'm going to say. How in the heck does a city that just filed for bankruptcy decide to $444 million hockey arena? Please somebody explain the logic that one to me, because that makes no sense whatsoever. With the taxpayers paying two-thirds of the bill, $283 million, what the world is going on? They can't survive a day right now, but yet we talking about over 30 years paying for this with money you don't have already? Really? What's going
that's
on
easy.
Down there in Michigan? What's going
that's
on
easy.
With that? What's
easy? That's easy. What you just said is easy, and Joe will agree it's easy because what will happen is the international bankers, they'll go and pull money out of thin air, and they'll put the money in the system, and that'll pay for it. That's it.
What do you think it's all
that's
about? It's all about taxation. It's all about debt.
But the debt is
bringing down America, and who's going to pay for it? More debt.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in that case, let's go on and print up some money, get them out of bankruptcy, and then we go from that then. So what?
No,
why
but
they
can't.
Want
to
they
because
can't do
you're
they
creating money
that.
With
they,
more debt. That's
can.
The whole problem
Absolutely.
With the system.
They can't. If they're going to build a $444 million arena, then they can print up more money, get Detroit out of damn bankruptcy, get the city, build some houses, tear the old ones down,
this is
and,
something,
and
Eric,
move on.
This is something
what?
People who don't study governmental economics, what people don't understand. you can study economics in school, but if you don't know governmental economics, now, it doesn't matter where the money goes. You can go to anything good, goes to anything bad. It's always debt created, and it always creates more debt. So even if you bail out Detroit, it's like you bailed out Wall Street.
Right.
You're bailing out by borrowing more money.
Right.
So what happens? When you borrow more money, you got to pay it back, right?
Right.
So when you're paying it back, you got to borrow more money to pay back that money. That's why the system is called the Ponzi scheme.
Look, Rob says stop sending money to Israel and we'd be all right.
No. It doesn't matter where you put the money. That's what I asked the other day, and I was asking Mays. It doesn't matter where you allocate the money. You can take trillions of dollars away from the war effort, from Israel, from Saudi Arabia, from Somalia, from Yemen. You can take it away from the war machine, the military-industrial complex. You can put it all towards housing. You can put it all towards health and welfare. And you'll still have the same debt problems you have today. Because money created from debt always means it has to be paid off by creating more money with debt, no matter where the money goes. It's not where it goes that determines the debt. It's the fact that it's printed up.
Right. Stop printing the money.
Okay.
Stop printing the money. The only way I can say it is people like Ben Bernanke and
Greenspan.
Greenspan, all those people, you have to back up and look at what they're doing. Forget about what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can tell you one thing, but I can do something else. Back up and look at what they are doing. I mean, if they're telling you, oh, well, things are going to get better, things are going to get better. The only way things are going to get better if I pile more debt on top of you. That's the only way things are going to get better. You're lying to me. You know,
that's right.
Those people, I mean, hey, it doesn't take much to be a good con man, and that's exactly what they are.
Ah.
They're good con men. Yeah. Mm.
They will
sell you a dream. They don't even have to sell you the dream because you will take it willingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before Greenspan and Bernanke got into office, they wrote papers which were the opposite of what they were doing. They were talking about how inflation shouldn't be done with printing up of money. So what do? They get appointed because they're part of the cabal. They get appointed. Mm-hmm. They do what they're supposed to do, which was to bring down America. That's what their job is. They are con men. They are thieves. They are traitors.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand. Our country's been taken over by traitors for a long, long time.
In that case, why is everybody? Look,
if that's the case, why is everybody so mad at Edwin Snowden then? Why?
Who are you saying is mad with him? I don't have a problem with what he did or what he said. I don't have a problem at all.
Neither do I.
I think a few that don't, because there's a whole bunch of people think he should have got the death penalty. Now,
of course they do.
The attorney general, you know, he says, okay, the death penalty is off the table now. I'm like, damn, I didn't give him the death penalty. You know what I mean?
What exactly can Eric Holder bring to the table when he had to go up and be questioned, and he knew the outcome was going to be about Fast and Furious? That was it, right?
Yeah.
Now he already knew what was going to happen, and he already knew that he nothing was going to happen to him. He just had to go up and ask a few questions, and even though he might have lied and this and that, he knew nothing. There was nothing going to happen to him. So, in all actuality, why would anybody listen to him? Why would anybody care about what he thinks or what he has to say?
Because he holds that position to where he has a stake in. There are those out there who listen. Now, we're not saying everybody who listens to him believes him or is for him, but there are individuals out there that do listen. And I'm just saying, speaks for the government right now. Maybe it's a ploy just to get, you know, Snow back over here so they can put him to death. But damn, I mean, what's really? And here's my thing. Snowden did not say nothing. No, we just didn't know the severity of it. That's the only thing that was different about it. We knew that the government listened to us. We knew
they don't have to grandstand to kill him. They don't have to, you know, like they did with Saddam Hussein. They don't have to grandstand to kill him, man. I mean, we both know those people are notorious. Anyone that had facts and spoke out against the government, I mean, hey, they wound up dead.
No, man. You know, see, don't say that, man. I'm gonna have to start ducking and caring.
And matter of fact, I'm gonna ask you on your show right now. Are you thinking of killing yourself? Are you thinking, okay, and the reason why I'm asking you is because the D.C. madam said she wasn't either, and all these facts that she had to bring out with these names.
That's right.
She wound up killing herself, supposedly.
Well, I was about
and you
to
said,
say,
yeah. You said you were in a hotel room right now, and, you know, a lot
they
of
don't be telling
and actors and I'm just saying, okay. I mean, you know, this is the scenario for it, right? This is the perfect situation for that to happen.
Uh-huh.
You're in a hotel room. I mean, Jimi Hendrix. There's no you had the guy that did his autopsy said there's no way he could have done this to himself, but they ruled it suicide. The only way he could have killed himself is he would have had to take a bottle of wine and turn it up and never turn it back down and flood it
well, you know
with wine.
Well, you know what it is Friday. That's not a bad idea. Ain't that right, Knowledge? Cause I think knowledge done beat us to it already. But, yeah, man, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, depends on who you are that everything is used in a different way than, you know, depending on what it is. He's been sitting over there. He's been doing one of those, Terminal with Tom Hanks? He been doing like the Terminal. Man, what the world?
The who?
You know, Terminal. Y'all never seen the movie Terminal with Tom Hanks?
Oh, Terminator, yeah.
No, the Terminal.
The Terminal.
Tom Hanks, yeah, Tom Hanks was this foreign guy coming over from some country. And
oh, yeah, I never saw that. No.
Yeah, in the middle of his flight, you know, his country went into a civil war, so he didn't have a country, so he had to live in a certain part of the airport because nobody recognized this country. So that's basically, I guess, what Edward Snowden is doing. It's crazy, man. Just like, okay. Mm. But anyway, so those are things I wanted to talk about. I'm through. You know, I mean, Errol Castro, he took a plea deal. No death penalty for him. Okay. So he gets, you know, he has over 800, 900 charges against him. So, I mean, really? You know, he might, I would, you know, if it was been me, I would have took the death penalty.
There you go. There you go.
It's not like you're going to come when they get you. So, I mean, it's interesting,
there you
man.
Go.
You know, but,
well, the fact that with what you just said,
wait, before you I'm going to bring one point up about this whole thing. And I'm going to pisses me off about this. Everybody who gets in these situations, take these plea deals, the only thing they want to start climbing and claiming is, I was abused as a child. I was done like this as a child. Get off of that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't want to hear it no more. There's plenty of people that had things done to them as a child. They turn out to be, oh, not rich, my son. You know, they turn out to be things to people. You know what I mean? So what? I'm just saying. Go ahead. I'm through now. Go ahead.
I'm asking, you know, I mean, I don't understand where that came from. I'm just asking, you know. What are you talking about? Errol Castro,
who took the girl for 10 years, the three girls for 10 years.
So he took a plea deal,
taking the death penalty off the table. But part of his claim was he was
abused as a child.
Yeah, he claims he was a victim as a child. It didn't say the abuse said
victim.
Oh,
no,
I'm with you. I'm tired of, you know, these people who doing this stuff and they want to always blame it on, you know, I was a victim as a child. You know, that's old.
Taking that punk ass way out of it instead of
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A sick individual, you held them girls because that's what you wanted to do. You know?
Right.
But now, you're a victim as a child. Hell,
see,
your brother's
are
there.
Mitigating those are the mitigating circumstances. Now, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Some people will take that and say, well, that's my excuse, and it never had any effect on them at all. They may have been abused once, and they shook it off. But there are people who have been abused like they've been put in closets for nights at a time. They've been forced to drink hot water. Their insides have been scalded inside and out. And there are other people who have suffered humongous abuse. And yeah, some of them turn out fine, but some of them don't. So I think we have to take a look at them as at an individual basis instead of just as a broad brush, dismissing them.
That is
so. You know what? So you
that
know what?
You know what, Joe?
Wait.
Let me find it. Here you go, Joe. Here it is.
That's what
that is.
There you go. Joe, you know what that is? Joe.
I feel so rejected now.
Mm. Well, that's good. You should. Mm. Joe, that was nothing more than chewed up grass. Chewed up grass is bullshit.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
It isn't. There are people who have undergone, years of abuse.
All right. Okay. All right, man. Sing to the choir.
Okay.
All right. Here it is.
See, what
that
you
doesn't
what
mean,
you
well,
do
that because you turned out okay, that other people didn't. There
okay.
are people
okay,
who
well,
don't
well,
have
well.
Who don't have the strength to turn out to be a responsible human being. There are those who do,
okay.
and there are those who don't.
Okay, the reason why I'm standing on this side of that argument is because
uh-huh.
now let's think about it. Let's take an entire race of people
right.
that's been stepped on all since the inception of this country.
Right.
And they should. Oh, just get over it. That was said yesterday somewhere. That was said today somewhere. And they're still being stepped on right now. They shouldn't have any ill feelings whatsoever. Oh, just get over it.
You know what? They shouldn't have any. I'm going to tell you why. And, you're going to get mad at me, so whatever. Anyway, but they should get over it. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why I say they should. Because, number one, I understand back then when they had no choice in the matter. But times have changed now. You have a choice. You choose to kill yourself or kill each other over some stuff that's not even yours. Oh, my goodness. To move out
okay.
and not pay forward.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody else move into your community, open up businesses, and you patronize them. As soon as one of your own open up, you rob them, run them out. So, yeah, I want to hear that, Lord. That's old.
Mm-hmm.
That is old.
I know you don't. I know you don't want to hear it. And let's remember, because we can always point out that what you just said. But let's also look at the effects that come from. Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to make some of them better than the other ones so they can all hate each other. We're going to put some of them in positions that even the ones that's black as tar, just like the ones out there in the field, we're going to get some of those. And those are the ones that we'll get to beat on. And we'll
well,
get them a few more scraps.
Let me ask you this question then.
It was all
if
psychological,
case,
man.
If that's the case, then do we – are we the ones that, those ones that put out there like that, do they have a choice to continue to be that way? Or do they have a choice to stand up and say, look, okay, I can use this to my advantage to help my own? Or do they
no.
continue? Or do they have a choice to continue to do what the hell they're going to do to please other people?
They're
going
to get inside of.
To please the man.
Now, you ask a question. How many questions you going to ask? Repetition.
I'm going to ask
right behind each other.
Hamlin, let me answer both questions. About this thing about get over it, I don't think that's a very sensitive statement from white people to black people to say, hey, just get over it. So you had slavery, so your grandmother and your grandfather were beaten, raped, dragged through fields,
murdered.
Were not allowed, murdered, Your children are raped, taken away from you. Get over it. I don't think that's a very sensitive statement. At the same time, Eric is also right.
Well, also, Joe, you have to remember that there are also black people that say the exact same thing too. Get over it. You know.
Well, I don't think it's well. The way that they're saying it depends upon what they actually mean. If they're saying, look. What Eric is saying, I don't think Eric is saying, hey, we have to just forget about the past and what's happened to us. I think what he's saying is that, yeah, it's a reality of what whites have done to blacks, but at the same time, don't use this as an excuse to not further your progress.
Okay, well, quick question on that, since we're on with Eric, my question is, how come... How come every time you turn around, every couple of weeks, they got a new movie about the Holocaust out? That's fake-ass shit. How come we got a movie about these fake-ass people proclaiming to be somebody that they ain't? History tells they're not. Why don't people say, well, hey, you know what? Get over it. Anytime you bring out, and I talk to Jewish people, you bring a fact out to them, hey, you know what? Your people converted into being called the Jews. Well, you know what? Now you're being anti-Semitic. I can't be anti-Semitic because I came from Shem. My question is, why is it okay for them to get a pass and say, well, you're being anti-Semitic? Why can't I just tell them to get over that bullshit? They own people did that to them.
I have said that. Let me take that back. I haven't said it quite that bluntly. But
of course. I'm being blunt on the show here.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've had Jewish people who have... They've always complained about, well, he or she is anti-Semitic. And I haven't said it to them, but if the conversation was to continue, I would eventually say to them, I would say, no, they're not disliking you because you're Jewish. They're disliking you because you're fucking obnoxious.
Sheesh.
Simple.
But you know what? That's good. That's good, Joe. That really is. And it's the way around. Heck, you know what, though? And here's what I'm saying. About what we were talking about before, because the Holocaust is the same reason why we, every time you turn around, we making a movie about drug dealers and comedy. And,
wait, who are we?
Let me get to my other point I wanted to say. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, hell, I forgot my other point now, dang it.
Well, Rick Perry, boy. Yeah, they're all just Django and the things like that. The thing is, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Black people are at the lowest part of the totem pole, no doubt about it.
Thank you, Joe. Here's what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, the black folk, I ain't scared to say it, that's running around here talking about slavery and we should do this, they have no idea. They've been so far removed from slavery, they don't know what the hell they talking about, except for what they done read in the book and seen on the damn documentary. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But yet, every time you turn around, they using that, they waving this big old flag. You know, Malcolm X said, you know, by any means necessary. But yet, by any means necessary, you out there on the corner slinging hash and heroin and stuff to our own kids on the corner. But yet, by any means necessary, that's to destroy what we don't have already. Because as I said before, Martin Luther King said, you know, he been to the mountaintop. But you know what happened once he got to the mountaintop? The rest of us didn't fall to that mountaintop. The rest of us started rolling back down, and we've been rolling for some years, brother, rolling for some years. And until we realize there's some summit somewhere that we're going to have to grab hold, some foothold of, and start coming back up, it's never going to be the same, man. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, you go
okay,
ahead.
Well,
and, what you want to see. And you know what? I ain't going to listen to you anyway. Because I'm finna mute you because I don't want to talk to you no more. Now, let me stop.
Mute me then, motherfucker.
He muted me yesterday. Shit.
Yeah.
Why not?
So what? Shit.
Oh, what?
You
so
out,
what? Huh.
So what? You outvoted. So what? Shit. Enjoy.
Hey, hold on. Well, I was outvoted.
Hold on for a moment. Hey, y'all, you listen to the Freedom Friday on Let's Talk on Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. You want to join the conversation, 347-838-8622. Hey, as you see, this Friday, we're talking about any and everything, and it don't really matter. So you got it on your mind, call in and let's talk about it. And speaking of talking, let's bring Cuz in. Cuz,
mm-hmm.
Be quiet. Wait, Cuz, what's going on?
Oh, Cuz.
What's going on?
Hey, Cuz.
What's going on? What's going on, fam?
I'm hitting them across their asses. That's what's happening.
Harvard,
So he walked around with his ass tight like he was supposed to and did what the status quo said he was supposed to do. But all in all, they looked at that cop looked at the neighborhood he lived in and his skin complexion and said, this does not match. So your point is moot. He went to college, he got his degrees, and he still was nothing more than a black man. And I'm putting that height in the wrong neighborhood on top of that.
I don't think anybody reasonably can deny there's such a thing as white privilege, okay, today?
We all know that, Joe.
All right. What people are saying is that despite the white privilege, despite the slavery, despite the, what the fuck are those names of those laws? I forgot.
Jim Crow laws.
Yeah, well, that's it. Thanks. Those laws, people still have to say, you know what? Yeah, I got to work maybe 75%, 100%. Twice as hard as a white guy, but I still got to do it, even though it's unfair, in order for me to get ahead in life. Now, if you don't have that attitude, nobody's saying you can't deny the fact that there's a lot of white, white privilege going on. Still, there's more opportunity for black people to get ahead today, which they're not taking advantage of, than there were years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that happened?
I know some people that were in slavery. I knew my grandmother's mother. My grandmother died at 95. My uncle died at 102. What?
Maisie, we're not the same age, so I'm sure you do. If I were your age, I'd probably have a relative.
It's just like my grandson was his great grandmother that died at 95.
Uh huh.
If you don't know old people, you don't know what went on.
When I found out who it was on the line, I knew the next thing was going to come. Well, I or my would be next.
Well, just like you. If you don't know your history, you just lost.
Trust me, I know my history. I know why.
And I have a library of everything that they had to say. Back in the day, when they had to rip a 20 cent, they had to rip a 20 cent a week. That's all they had to say. 20 cent a week.
I'm gonna sum this whole thing up. If we got such a bad problem with trying to fit in into white America and not being accepted into white America, won't we build our own damn America and quit complaining about it?
It can't happen. The reason why it can't happen is because they make too much money off of us.
Below, I was listening. I did not match one. So I was listening to the conversation.
Okay,
I
didn't
need
all
to step in. So since I'm here, I'm giving you my opinion.
Everybody wait.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll be
quiet.
Thank
you. All right. Now that was a good one. No, but I'm Chef Robin in the chat room going, you can't know your future until you know your. That is
absolutely
correct. But wait.
Mr. Paul, can I ask one question? Why do they always have to do a reenactment of everything?
No. God damn it. I understand that, Rob. But it's one thing to know your past, but the steady continuous to use it as a crutch and try and live in it? No, Rob, we can't keep doing that. I understand what you're saying, but it comes to a point to where we can use it, but use it to bear ourselves. Stop using it to hold ourselves down, keeping ourselves in that mental frame of slavery that we continue to have put ourselves in. Everybody want to say, yeah, well, you know, it's this and that. Hell, half of it is our own damn problem because we mentally are still in slavery. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't perpetrate at all, man. A lot of these things are brought to us regardless. I mean, you take a situation something simple like,
you know,
you go into a department store, nice department store,
I can't even talk about it. They don't bump me.
And you walk around, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes some motherfucker that don't make as much money as you do, following you because, oh, well, he's gonna steal something out of it. Oh fuck, we gotta watch this bastard. We gotta watch this N-word. I mean, come on, man.
That's white privilege. That happens all the time. But the thing is, that is annoying. That's immoral. And that's an obstacle black people have to overcome. But if you're not, if you're going to say just because they're following me, they're white, they don't like me, and every black person, well, I don't know if they know, but black people should know, white people don't like your fucking ass. You got to say.
How do you overcome it,
you know,
though?
Huh?
How do you overcome it when the same people are doing the same thing?
What was I talking about the other day? Parents have got to instill inside their kids.
You're going to have
a good education. Is there something wrong with that logic?
Hold up.
Stop. Vernon, I hear you coming in and out, bro. Go ahead. I know you've been trying. Because going to get it out, bro.
Low and maids. What is it? What's stopping y'all from getting to where y'all want to be right now? I want to know.
Let me answer that real quick. Because of what my grandparents went through and what I saw them being a slave, I ain't trying to be there. That's why I am the way I am today. I don't want to go through that task. That's why I know my history, so I won't have to fall back there. And when I see what happened to them, still happening to some people, that's why I speak out. And also, they always want to have a reenactment of slavery, but why they don't want to get rid of slavery. Why does it get a reenactment all the time?
That wasn't the question.
That's the history, Tim.
I answer the question. What's stopping you from getting where you want to get to today? What's stopping you?
Nothing.
Okay, then.
I am where I want to be. I'm happy.
The question is, what if you are where you want to be, and the people that acknowledge this, that don't have as much as you do, they can't stand it, but they're in a position to do something about it. What do you do then?
What are they going to do to take it away?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me bring P. Yankee in. Because I know he's going to start some mess, too. Go ahead,
Who brings that again? I didn't understand what you said.
Her smart mouth. That's what's stopping her.
What do you say? Yeah, didn't nobody stop being from going over to Everton to give him a wallet, did they? Let people do that to him.
Who wouldn't follow Maze in the store?
Who wouldn't what?
I can't hear him. Who wouldn't what?
Say who wouldn't follow her in the store?
I tell you, I'm not worried about you getting out of me. I tell you,
man,
I already know this. I know who you are. See you.
Cut it out, man.
I just been saying, I'm going to look at you go fast.
Cut it out, man.
She's carrying a bag. She cut purse. Look like she's going on vacation.
She want me to tell him he needs some love. I love you too, Bianca. Okay, now go ahead.
Well, that could be a compliment when I say who wouldn't follow you in the store now.
Okay. Can we get back to what we were talking about? Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm listening to all this. I'm hearing all these bullshit excuses. But I'm still hearing, in the midst of all of it, I'm still hearing, I'm mad because white people won't accept me into the white world.
He's absolutely right. Because if it doesn't hold the people back, then what the hell is the problem?
Joe told everybody yesterday he loved them.
The thing is,
they don't love Joe back, though.
I don't love black people. Hey, I said that months ago.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I don't love white people.
Now they going to start marching.
I want them to leave us alone so we can go and do what we need to do.
Dude, I don't give a shit what happens to black people.
I don't give a shit what happens to
white people.
At least
people don't know how to take care of yourselves, black and white. Fuck all of you.
You're right. At least he's honest about it, and he makes a lot of sense. Now, Vernon, what I was going to say is, I'll use myself for example. Now.
Oh, you can't use yourself.
I'll use myself for example. I love this.
Here we go.
Because it's true. A young black man, with, you know what, you call Joe so much, oh, wow. And I just be standing on the sideline listening.
Joe, what would you tell your uncle that came out of the air, that's still around and doing stuff?
Cantaloupe, finish what he wants to say.
A young black man with a nice home and a couple of nice cars, and you have various police officers that are Caucasian that stops him periodically. Hey, whose car is this? How do you afford that? This and that. I don't want to be you, motherfucker. You ain't me. I don't want to be you. That's the thing about it. You said something about want to be like the white. Fuck them white folk. I'm just doing me. I'm going out, living my life, and taking care of what I can take care of. Everything that I've ever had, you have seen. And the thing my thing is this. If I'm just living my life being a productive part or person in society, then why can't the motherfucker just not hate on me? That's the question.
I don't hate them because they're white.
Yeah. I don't hate them because they're white. I don't hate anybody.
I'll tell you what the answer is. White people have a fucking inferiority complex.
Yeah.
As such, they have to bolster that inferiority complex by trying to build up a superiority complex by looking down at the people at the lowest part of the totem pole. That's what it's all about.
I agree with all of what you said. I do.
But it's not only black people. They have an inferiority complex of everybody. It's that people look like them. But what you need to work on is telling them to leave those people alone and get rid of that fear. Because we've always taken care of you all.
I heard the last part about black people taking care of white people. And let me say this too: within the white society, white people have different groups within that too, and they look down upon them as well.
That's true too, because the white people, well-to-do white folks, they hate poor white trash. They hate poor white trash with a passion.
Yes, they hate.
They hate poor white trash. They hate trailer trash with a passion, too. And I can't blame them because I won't lie. I'm just like Chris Rock. I love black people, but I hate N-words. I hate them. I do. Now, I'm going to ask you, Mr. Talk. I don't mean to change the topic because we are beating this one to death. But how come it's okay for me to tell Vernon he's telling a fucking lie, but when you get this another man on here who wearing a title, I can't call him a lie.
How you figure that out, Lo?
Eric, you got cut that out. It's already smoking around here.
Man, you know, I'll let you figure that one out.
Got zapped.
Man,
because I've been zapped fewer times than anybody else.
I told you once, and I'm going to tell you again, and I'm still standing by. That's a man of God, and you would not disrespect a man of God on my show. Now,
I'm a man of God. Like I told you the other day,
you know, you called him a lie, and I didn't like it, so I zapped you. Now, you told
him. Who's a man of God?
You told. See, here you go.
Say it.
You call Jesus a liar? Wait a minute.
The dude said that was on here.
That guy? Oh, that fucking guy? No, I'm
not. I call him one all the time.
Look, he spoke as a man of God, and I respected that. Now, y'all don't got to like it. I don't care. But if you're going to talk to him, you're not going to call him no dang on lie. Especially when he was speaking.
Why, just because he's a pastor?
That's right, because I'm a pastor too.
I sent my 1995 to that site on the internet, and they sent me my ordained card.
There you go. There you go.
You know what? You know what, Pianki? Okay. Anybody
oh, come
else?
On.
You been an asshole. You been an asshole, Mr. Talk. Now, hey. Out of the show.
No personal on this show. I keep telling y'all that. Anybody else want to play today? It's Friday, y'all. That's right. It's Friday. To play, I got the control.
You taking the diversity out of the show. You are taking diversity out of the show.
Well, you better hate me because I'm with Low. Fuck the pastor. Fuck all the fucking shit.
Exactly. If I have to come on the show.
Look, listen to what I'm about to say, though. Listen to what I'm about to say. Now, you know what y'all have?
Oh, God.
But I look at it like this, and this is where I was raised, and this is where I shall always be. You know, if someone comes on that. Or a man of the cloth, you will respect them. You would not be talking about their lie and calling them out their names because that is disrespectful to me, and I take that very seriously.
No, it isn't, Eric. Hold on. It's not disrespectful to you.
I'm calling Zimmerman on it.
I'm not fucking disrespecting you by calling that fucking pastor. I didn't even call him a liar. I kind of consider him a long-winded schmuck. But
what
difference does it make? No disrespect
to you. Now,
what
do the words say about puffing a man up in
Let me clean something up about y'all. The hell you want to is my show, and I say if I don't like it, it ain't happening.
Okay, it's your show.
Now, see,
it's
now,
my house, so it's my rule.
Right, okay.
No, I'm not putting them on no pedestal.
Okay,
I'm just giving respect. It's a difference, okay? It's
now,
a difference.
Now, see,
I'm calling the police on him.
Oh, well,
for real?
Y'all come on you with that old fake pastor license you got.
First off, he says
now,
he's a pastor.
You need to mute yourself. You need to mute yourself for saying something like that.
Look, I've done that two or three times, so there ain't nothing new.
God.
He just said he's a pastor.
Look,
come on.
Look, I did that. I did that.
I keep telling you, I'm a pastor too, Eric.
Here we go. We ain't talking about the church of the African mumbo jumbo God now. Come on.
No,
Jesus Church.
It's a church of the humanist ordained minister. I got my card in the mail.
Church of the human.
There you go.
You know, you can get it to be a minister after 6 weeks, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, y'all
all you got to do is pay $19.95.
Now, I'm going to ask
you. That's all
it takes.
I'm going to get me one,
Eric. Hold on there, Joe. I'm going to ask you, Bianca, because I know that you have some knowledge. I know you have some knowledge pertaining to the Bible, right?
Somebody say
a whole lot.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Now, according to the scripture, all these people that's going to church on Sunday should be worshiping on Saturday, right or wrong? Because Saturday was hollow, right or wrong?
Okay, yes, we said our question. But see, here's
preacher.
The thing about
here
that.
Here preacher.
Okay, right.
Yeah, anyway, it should be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we know Saturday was the original Sabbath, okay? So
what do you mean was? What do you mean was?
Listen to what I'm saying, damn it. Quit picking at words. Man, listen to what I got to say. Well, I'm having a ball
today. I'm scared to say anything. I'm scared to say anything.
It's like this. You know, due to times of change or whatever, it changed and they... It was more convenient to have it on Sunday. That's what it is. Now, you know, I thought about this thing, and it says you're not supposed to do anything. Correct. You're not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath, correct?
Right. It's okay to do good on the Sabbath.
But listen,
it's okay to do good.
Listen to what I'm about to say. Now, if that's the case, then most people were before we got into this technologically advanced thing to where everybody had to work 6-7 days a week. Saturday was a day of rest, correct? You worked Friday, and Saturday was your day off, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Not according to
sundown
Friday.
Sundown Friday to sundown sunset on Saturday.
All right,
that's
my point.
Work. How does that apply to a black man when they always unemployed?
See, well, damn it. You know what? Well, he need to go on and get his hustle on up till Friday night.
I just gave you a link in the chat room where you can become
that's
a minister, man. $19.95.
Right.
Wow, look at
it. Wait, let me go get that. I'm going to become.
There you go. There you go, Joe. Get your papers. Yeah.
Put y'all through. I'm
just saying because nowadays a son of a gun say he a preacher man. That son of a gun may be running around on his wife, maybe a drunkard, maybe this, maybe that, but he's still a preacher.
He may be Al-Qaeda.
It may be Al-Qaeda. Maybe, matter of fact, they even have homosexuals as preachers.
Okay, we've had that show before.
That's a double whammy.
We've had that show before.
Exactly.
So, right.
So the thing, what I'm saying is, hey, just because he fucked himself up with that title,
who are we to say that he's not?
That's right. The law don't recognize no preachers.
Right, I'm not saying that he's not a preacher, but hey.
Well, that's what I'm saying then. Well, if he say it is, until he proves differently, then you give him that respect that is due.
No, the sense is not legal. Anybody can come in the door and say they're a preacher. The law don't recognize you one or not. You don't have to neither.
Okay, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting into this religious thing with y'all today because
he gonna change the conversation. He don't want to talk about that.
I'm not against the wall. Trust me, I throw haymakers, and I knock jokers out. My balls are huge, so don't play.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't play, now. You got it twisted. Don't underestimate the smoothness.
like I said, it's awesome. To me, somebody come
okay,
on
I'm
here and
I'm
going to
become a preacher in a couple of weeks.
There you
but
go.
In the meantime,
there you go.
Since this is Eric's house, I'm going to listen to his rules. He believes that a preacher, anybody who says they're a preacher until proven otherwise, to give the supposed preacher some sort of respect, but I think Eric might change his mind sometime in the future when he finds out that guy is nothing more than a fucking charlatan.
you're absolutely right, Joe. He might be a preacher.
Everybody stop. Vernon? Are you there? Vernon? Because, see, Vernon...
He's changing out. He's taking off his cloth and putting on his fireman uniform.
No. No, that's not him. That's my cousin. That's the guy that know him.
I'm actually glad
he's not answering because he may know something that we don't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, damn it. Ted, you there? Well, yes, Ted. Ted, you there? Anybody there?
Call me.
Because I want him to tell y'all behinds up. But you look at the Lord.
He can't.
Why he can't?
He can't tell us up. Shit. I mean, hey.
All right.
Let me throw a stone at you.
Why are you throwing stones at me, man? I thought we were better.
Joe, you be able to do weddings, too.
No, Lord. Like, we really want Joe to marry something.
Obama's old lady, she married
gay people. Yeah, reading that now about the wedding.
Yeah.
Huh?
You didn't know that, Joe?
Yeah, Obama's old lady marries gay people. She does.
Okay.
Obama old lady, yeah.
And you know what?
Is she a preacher?
I don't know if she's a preacher. The floaters, as they call it. That's all I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
What I can tell you is why we went concerned about it, because that between her and whoever, you know, the God or whoever she marrying under or whatever. And
you know, in the black community, you know what you call them? They call jackleg preachers.
There you go. Tell the truth.
All it is jacklegs.
Wait, stop. Thank you. Hello, Ebony. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just checking out what you guys are talking about.
You got any jack legs in the UK?
Hello, guys. How are you guys? Hello, guys. Oh, there's a female guy? Oh, who's in? Is it Mace?
Yeah.
I hear a British voice.
Yep. Hi, Mace. How are you?
You got Mace, you got Bernie, you got Lloyd, you got Joe, and you got Pianca.
Oh, I thought it was all balls, but clearly not.
No.
Okay.
Ebony.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, Ebony's in the house.
Hello, guys. Oh, yeah. How are you guys?
All right. Hey, Ebony.
Who's trying to take over my, who's trying to take me off? Is that Vernon or is that Chef Rob?
No, that's not Rob.
Not Vernon either.
Oh, who was it? Come on.
Hey, bro. Hey, Eric. Eric, I'm gonna have her later on the fight, cuz.
You're gonna have me what?
I'm gonna have you and Lady. I'm gonna have y'all in there fighting for real. You're gonna meet up in New York or somewhere and fight.
Really?
In Madison Square Garden.
Hey man, hold on for a minute, Ebony. Is it me or did Lowe's voice just change completely? He had a little accent and everything. What the heck?
He tried.
I've been to a lot of places, bro.
Vernon sounded like he was taking drugs.
Since you gave Lowe some compliments a couple of days ago, yeah, Lowe, hi, sweetheart. No. How you doing?
Yeah,
bro,
I like to give compliments to my friends, yeah.
There you go.
Josh is not getting any. Don't be jealous.
Yeah,
Now, Mr. Talk,
when Chicken George came back, his voice was all the same. So what's wrong with me swapping mine up a little bit? Chicken George was gone a long time.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And he came back dressed as an Englishman.
I'll ask you, who the hell is Chicken George? But never mind. Go ahead, Ebony.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a reference to Kuma.
Ebony, you have your beans and rice today?
On Sundays
we have peas and rice.
Oh, okay.
But I heard you guys talking about the difference in the days that you choose as your Sabbath or what should be the day of rest.
You don't choose.
Right, okay. Well, I was brought up as a Day Adventist, so I've always believed that Saturday is the Sabbath. So. My family have always go to church on a Saturday, and we from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is
mm-hmm.
is your day of rest.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yeah.
And you're not getting this from some dumb American. You're getting this from a Brit, from an English woman.
That's right. Somebody right across the pond.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
She sounds holy,
they
too.
I tell you what. The only thing is, Evan, if you are a white woman, they listen. They listen to white people. But they're not going to listen to you because you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's the old crab in the pool.
I don't know about that, Los.
They've never seen Ebony, though.
Everybody quieted down when Ebony...
Hell, I'm telling the damn truth, Joe. I tell you what. Me and Vernon grew up in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You can have any one black person in that neighborhood saying, well, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. They won't listen. You bring a white man from 10 miles down the street that was a bum and put a suit on him and bring him in there and let him sound like he know what he's talking about, they'll follow him from here to Timbuktu and back. Call me a liar.
Mm.
You don't have to believe because in the white neighborhoods they don't have neighborhood community leaders and they don't have neighborhood leaders. The one person speak for everybody. We have to have that.
Oh, okay.
They got an old white man around here that's dressed up in a rug and carry a cross on his shoulder. Blacks follow him all over the damn place.
I don't know about that, Yonke. Now, you got that wrong, that partner.
You know the only way he came at with that one. Good Lord. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't follow, like I said, you know, and Mays was right. You got to know some of your history. We don't follow Caesar Borgia. We don't follow him.
All right. Look, y'all. It's been fun, but we got to get up out of it. It's 14 minutes left, and I have got to be done. You need to start getting dressed. Anyway, so you know what? We're going to go ahead and go on and let y'all get y'all last words in.
Oh, hey, wow.
I want to ask
Ebony if she has a show on today or anything.
No, I had a show on this morning, Joe. Where are you? I had a show on at 7 o'clock this morning, my time, which was about, I don't know, what was that, 3 in the morning or something for you guys. But mm-hmm. I had a show, and East Coast joined me on my show this morning.
I'm in a show about relationships,
cool.
Not the other
but,
show.
Ebony.
But look,
Ebony.
Look, God dang it. Look, yeah. Listen, leave Ebony alone.
My flight arrives at 11.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Where are you going to be?
Hello. Hello.
Where are you going to be?
I'll meet you under the bell by the clock.
Yes.
You got to get your big voice back here.
You know what? I guess I am, huh?
Yeah, your volume's kind of low,
look,
Eric. Yeah.
It's this headset I'm on. That's the only thing that saved me in today. It's this headset. That's all right. That's all right. That's the only thing that's saving them today. Trust me. Okay. But anyway.
I think we're purposely ignoring you, Mr. Talk.
Yeah, so well, let's go ahead. Go ahead, PM. I don't open your mic. Go on and get your last words in because I got a big announcement to make at the end of the show. So go ahead, Pianki.
Wow.
Well, that's true. It is that guy be walking around in the neighborhood with a cross on his shoulder and people be following him around. Next time I see him out there, I'll take a picture of him, put him up on the chat room.
Is it a white boy?
Yeah. That's the only reason why blacks follow him around.
See,
all right, you right.
Thank you, Bianchi. Have a good weekend, man. And I'll see you Monday.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Maze, where you at?
Hi, Maze. Where is she?
Maze.
Oh, Maze. Thanks for coming, Maze.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, man. All right, so, well, we should come back in a minute, I'm sure. All right, go ahead, Vernon.
Hey, all I want to say, good show, man. And to all my black brothers and sisters out there, quit using the white man and slavery for an excuse for your own damn laziness, man. But that's all it is. You're too lazy to go out there and do something. You need somebody else to blame for it. So slavery is, that ain't nothing we need even be, really should be discussing right now. So like I said, nobody on this that was on this show today could say that they know a slave, man. So, hey, that's all I want to say. Y'all have a good weekend. Good show, Eric. I'll see you Monday.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Ebony.
Okay. I'm not sure what I should say because I missed most of the show. I actually got in late today, had a shower, tried to smell nice for you guys, but hey, I missed it. I missed the show almost. But I just got to say, I don't know because I missed the topic as well. Were you just spouting off for Friday? I suppose you were. But I just wish everyone a really great weekend, and I hope you have lots of fun with your weather, wherever it is. We're having a heat wave, so yeah. That's why I missed your show, but it's always a great show, so no worries. I'll go back and listen to the archives. But have a great weekend, Mr. Talk.
All righty. Thank you.
And Joel. Goodbye, Joel. Because I know you'll get jealous if I don't say goodbye.
Yeah, you're right. I've told you 1,000 times. Yeah, please mention me at the end of your sentence.
Yeah. I'll mention you. And Vernon and Goofy. I don't know if Goofy was on tonight and everybody else.
Maybe was
my biggest love to me.
No, Goofy didn't come today. No.
He was. He just didn't answer. He didn't say anything, but he was there for a hot minute. Yep. All right, Joe, your turn.
I'd like to have a show. No, I wouldn't. Forget it.
Thank you.
No. Everybody just have a good weekend. Enjoy, and maybe we can become all energized over the weekend to have a good Monday discussion.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Talk Freedom Friday. I'm telling you, boy, it was free. That's for Dango, sure. Free to say whatever. Anyway. Hey, check this out, y'all. Y'all ready for some good news? First, I want to say thank you to everyone that participates in the show, everybody that has supported me, everyone that's always there, whether the show is good or bad, you've been there with me, ride or die. And here's why I'm saying, I don't know, we got to finish pool play, first knowledge. Here's where we got to go on. I have been selected as a feature host on BTR. That's right. Give it to me, y'all. That's right, y'all. I am now featured host on BTR. and I got the email earlier today. I was like, wow, that's cool, man. That's really cool. So I want to thank all for your support, and hey, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. All right? All right. Well, it's party time, y'all. Y'all good? Just remember, Monday, Soapbox Monday, whatever may have happened to you, over the weekend you want to talk about it, it's time to bring it to us. All right? Time to bring it. Remember, keep smiling, appreciate it, and forgive with open heart, but make sure your heart, you have forgiven yourself first before you can forgive anyone else. You want to leave a comment, send it to ericletstalk@gmail.com. Facebook, Let's Talk with Eric. I think that's about it. We're going to go out of here with a party, and until Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. I'm out.
Everybody get up. Hill Gang and the Furious Five. Get your partner by the hand, get out your seat. We're gonna tickle your funk bone with our beat. I got the rod, I got the face. You got the time, we've got the place. So stop, yo, check out the name. Sugar Hill's going down in the Hall of Fame. Getting ready.